Today, I want to guide you through the mystical realm of the four clairs. And these are clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognience. And together we will learn how to recognize, how to activate, and how to align these intuitive gifts to everyday spiritual clarity. They are perfect for those starting their journey or deepening their intuitive connection. So when you hear someone mention the four clairs, they're talking about four distinctive intuitive senses: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognition. And these spiritual gifts allow us to receive divine information beyond the five physical senses. Understanding these clairs helps us connect to higher guidance and live more aligned, spiritually aware lives. So each of us naturally leans toward one or two of the clairs, although all four can be developed with intention. This is not about becoming psychic in the traditional sense. Rather, it's about tuning in to your inner guidance and heightening your awareness of spiritual clarity, something deeply needed in our noisy modern world. So clairvoyance means clear seeing. It's the intuitive ability to receive visual images, information, such as images, colors, or visions within your mind's eye. You might daydream vividly or get mental snapshots that reveal messages from spirit. Clairaudience is clear hearing, and this involves perceiving guidance through sound, like hearing phrases, words, tones, or even music not coming from a physical source. And people with strong clairaudience often talk to themselves or hear a guiding voice that helps them make decisions. Clairsentience, or clear feeling, is probably the most common. It's when you sense emotions or energy or physical sensations that provide insight. Highly empathic people often possess this clair, picking up on others' moods or energetic shifts with great ease. Claircognizance, or clear knowing, is when you just know something without being told. And this gut level certainty can feel like a flash of insight or a download of understanding. Logical explanations often can't account for it, but the accuracy is usually undeniable. So recognizing your dominant clair is the first step towards harnessing your intuitive gifts. Pay attention to how you typically receive guidance. Do you visualize answers, feel others' energy, hear any inner voices, or simply know the truth instantly? These are clues to your spiritual blueprint. So we'll explore each of the four clairs in more detail today, and you'll learn how to identify your natural strengths and develop each sense and begin e using them intentionally in your daily life. Whether you're new to spiritual development or seeking to enhance your intuitive skills, awakening the four clairs can offer profound insight and support your path to inner alignment and spiritual clarity. So let's begin with clairvoyance and clairaudience, your spiritual sight and sound. So clairvoyance and clairaudience are two of the most talked about intuitive senses, often associated with visions and voices from beyond, yet they're not as mystical or as out of reach as they might sound. These senses are subtle, natural, and often show up in ways we overlook. And learning to recognize them brings greater spiritual clarity and strengthens your connection to divine guidance. So clairvoyance or clear seeing often begins with mental images or symbols that appear in your mind's eye, and this space, also known as your third eye, can show you flashes of color, themes, people, or even symbolic messages that hold meaning. So, for example, if you're thinking about a decision and suddenly you see a lighthouse in your mind, this could symbolize guidance and safe passage. You don't need to see full visions like a movie to be clairvoyant. It could be as subtle as imagining someone you're about to bump into or visualizing an outcome that comes to pass. Many artists, designers, and daydreamers are natural clairvoyants without realizing it. So, to develop this gift, practice visualization exercises. Imagine an apple, then a candle, then a landscape. And the more you use your inner sight, the stronger it becomes. Clairaudience or clear hearing operates in a similar, in a slightly different realm. And this gift allows you to hear spiritual information, often through an inner voice that sounds different from your own thoughts. It may sound like a whisper, a phrase repeating in your head, or even music playing with no source. So, have you ever asked yourself a question in your mind and immediately heard a comforting word or reply? Or maybe a name pops into your head just before someone contacts you? That's clairaudience in action. Musicians, writers, and speakers often find this clair active as it enhances their ability to hear rhythm, words, or melody that flows from beyond. So, to fine-tune clairaudience, spend time in quiet environments such as meditation, sound bath, and simply sitting in silence can heighten your awareness of subtle auditory cues. Keep a journal of phrases or sounds you hear during these quiet moments, and over time, patterns emerge that build trust in your intuitive hearing. So, recognizing both clairvoyance and clairaudience brings a richer, more colorful depth to your spiritual experiences. And together, they help you perceive the unseen and hear the unsaid. Gifts that, when nurtured, can lead to a profound understanding of your journey on a balanced path. So, next we'll explore the equally powerful senses of clairsentience and claircognizance. Clairsentience and claircognizance may not be as dramatic as seeing visions or hearing voices, but they are often the most profound and reliable intuitive senses. These gifts bring spiritual clarity through the body and mind, and through feelings and sudden deep knowing. So, when cultivated, they can guide you through life with grace and confidence. Clairsentience or clear feeling is the ability to sense energy and emotions and physical sensations from people, from places, or even spirit. It's more than just being empathic. Though many empaths are clairsentient, you might walk into a room and instantly feel tension without knowing why, or feel someone's sadness, even if they're smiling on the surface. You may also physically experience the energy of others, headaches when someone is stressed, chills when truth is spoken, or warmth when something resonates deeply. Your body becomes a barometer for spiritual energy, and this clair is often seen in healers, in carers, and in sensitive souls who absorb the emotional atmosphere around them. So, to work with clairsentience, you must strengthen your boundaries. Daily grounding practices such as walking barefoot on grass or using visualizations to clear your energy help prevent overwhelm. Also, start naming the feelings you send. Is this mine or someone else's? And label and release what doesn't belong to you. Claircognizance or clear knowing is when knowledge arrives spontaneously without logic or evidence. It's that flash of insight or instant understanding you can't explain. You might know someone's intentions before they speak, or have a strong conviction about a decision that turns out to be right. So this type of intuition is very cerebral and can feel like it comes from nowhere. But over time, you'll notice its consistency and its accuracy. Writers, strategists, teachers, and leaders often carry strong claircognizance, relying on insights that appear during quiet contemplation or moments of stillness. So, to nurture this clair, create space for reflective thought. Journaling is excellent for bringing unconscious knowing into conscious awareness. Ask yourself questions and allow the answers to flow naturally. And over time, you'll come to trust the messages your higher self delivers. So there, both clairsentience and claircognizance help you connect to the unseen thread that weaves through daily life. And as you deepen your relationship with these gifts, you'll find they are powerful allies on your spiritual journey on a balanced path. So up next, we'll explore how to actively develop each of your four clairs. So developing the four clairs is a gentle, empowering process that begins with awareness and grows through practice. Each clair, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance flourishes in different ways, but all respond to intentional exercises and trust and spiritual clarity. So let's start with clairvoyance. To enhance clear seeing, begin a daily visualization practice. Close your eyes and imagine a color, or a shape, or an object in detail. Build a scene around it, a meadow, a candlelit room, a starlit sky. Strengthen your inner vision by observing your dreams too. Keep a dream journal and look for repeating symbols or messages. And as your inner sight sharpens, you'll start noticing mental images or flashes more often in waking life. So clairaudience develops beautifully through sound and awareness. Spend time in silence or listen to ambient nature sounds and ask your inner guidance a question. Then sit quietly and notice any words or names or sounds that arise. You can also practice spiritual dictation. Write down what comes to you during meditation, and with time, your connection to divine whispers becomes clearer and stronger. The clairsentience grounding is key. Daily body scans help you tune into your energy field. So sit quietly and notice where you feel warmth or tightness or flow in your body. And practice identifying emotions that aren't yours, a crucial skill for managing empathic overwhelm. Crystal healing and aromatherapy and gentle body work can also awaken this sense of energetic feeling. Now, claircognizance, the best way to develop clear knowing is through trust and observation. So start by asking a question and writing down the first answer that comes to you, even if it just seems random. And later, check how often your spontaneous insight turn out accurate. Keeping a spiritual insights journal will help validate your inner wisdom. Practice meditation or walk in nature to allow intuitive thoughts to surface with ease. Regardless of which clair you're working on, consistency is essential. Create a sacred routine, even 5 minutes a day, where you intentionally tune in. Your intuitive senses will respond to the care and the space you give them. And lastly, never force it. The four clairs open like petals when nurtured with love, not pressure. And trust that your spiritual gifts will blossom in perfect timing, bringing deep alignment with your body's, your soul's path. So, in our last section, we'll explore how to weave these gifts into your everyday life with intention and balance. So once you've recognized and begun developing your four clairs, the next step is learning to live in alignment with them. And these gifts aren't just for mystical moments or spiritual rituals. They're tools for navigating everyday life with deeper presence, deeper purpose, and deeper spiritual clarity. So start by setting daily intentions for your intuition. Each morning, ask yourself, which clair wants to guide me today? And this invites conscious partnership with your intuitive senses. If it's clairvoyance, visualize your day unfolding with ease. The clairaudient, listen for guidance in conversation or music. With clairsentience, tune in to how environment and people make you feel. The claircognizance, trust your spontaneous decisions or hunches. Practical use of the clair helps you make aligned choices. Let's say you're meeting someone new. Clairsentience might help you sense their true energy, while claircognizance may instantly reveal if they're trustworthy. So when working on creative projects, clairvoyance might inspire vivid imagery, while clairaudience offers phrases or melodies. And these subtle nudges often hold the key to powerful outcomes. So to stay balanced, it's vital to clear your intuitive channels regularly. Use energy cleansing techniques such as smudging or your space, taking salt baths, or meditating with intention. This prevents psychic clutter and keeps your senses sharp. Consider setting aside weekly check-in times. Reflect on when you felt guided, what you learned, and which clair was active. Don't overlook the power of integration. The clairs thrive when grounded in your reality. For example, use clairsentience when choosing food or products. Feel which resonates. Use clairvoyance to manifest goals by picturing them clearly. Allow clairaudience to shape your communication style and listen between the lines. And trust claircognizance to steer your business, creative work, or daily decisions with certainty. And as your intuitive gifts grow, you'll also notice a shift in your inner world. Life becomes less about seeking external answers and more about listening inwardly. You'll move with more confidence, Make decisions with ease and connect more deeply with others on your journey. So these four clairs are sacred centers. They're spiritual tools that awaken your highest self. And when used with awareness and grace, they become your personal compass, always guiding you back to your center. Let them walk beside you on your balance path, helping you navigate life with intuitive elegance and soul deep alignment.